All right. Well, welcome to this session of Stepping Into Your Own Power. Today, we are going to be going through session five, and what you're going to learn is I'm going to talk about the authority wheel to give you an overview of what the authority wheel is and how you can start visualizing your the different things that you can do and how they fit together very purposefully. So things that a lot of people may not see and neglect when you can actually leverage the power of this wheel to really amplify the power of each of the individual pieces that you're doing. We're also going to talk about creating pitches that make hosts want to book you. You know, one of the biggest opportunities there is out there is to get interviewed and be recognized as that expert. And there's a lot of people that just go about it the wrong way. And there's really some very powerful and effective ways to do this. And I'm going to walk you through that. We're also going to talk about finding interview opportunities. There are opportunities around every turn to be interviewed. A lot of people think that it's something beyond their reach, but I can tell you it is absolutely not, now that you've gotten to the point of understanding your micro-specialization and really honing in on the problem solution that you provide. And then we're going to talk about repurposing content. This is definitely going to be an extremely powerful eye-opener for a lot of folks that don't realize kind of what they're leaving on the table or what they're wasting as far as repurposing the content that they already have. So with that, we're going to get started off with the authority wheel. What the authority wheel is, it's really it's a hub and spoke model. If you're familiar with that, the hub and spoke and the hub of the authority wheel is really kind of your micro specialization is your core content that you can create that you probably already have created. And the different spokes of this authority wheel are going to be articles, they're interviews, it's book publishing, news releases, podcasting. And once you take a look at these different things that you can do, you're going to be able to really put these together almost like pieces of a puzzle to see how they can connect, that they're not necessarily, they don't necessarily have to be individual separate pieces. They can actually fit together in order to strengthen one another. So first of all, let's think about if you have an article, all right, there's an article that's written about you or that you put out there. One of the easiest, most kind of obvious ways to tie this into authority wheel is doing a news release around this article, around the fact that you were featured in this article, written about in this article, to be able to tie these two together, because it's also two different pieces of content that you can use in your authority marketing packages. Then interview. You do a radio, podcast, TV interview. That's also another opportunity to do a news release around that. And what you're doing is you're building up more and more things about yourself, not only positioning that recognition for being interviewed, but also the fact that the interview is being talked about in the media as well through an authority news release. The same goes with book publishing, being able to take that publishing, doing news releases. Then as you build into having a podcast, even of your own, to have that done. You'll see some examples of you know, how we do this and how you can do this as we go through this. But you can also see, and you'll see in the section where we talk about repurposing content, is how the content of these different spokes in the authority wheel can actually be used and repurposed to create one of the other spokes in the authority wheel. How podcasts can turn into articles, how articles can turn into books, how books can you go right back into turn into podcast articles. It's all intertwined. It can all be repurposed. So one of the things that you have to think about as you visualize this is is really take a look at the content that you have and where would it fit into the authority wheel. Now, the authority wheel isn't this finite fixed thing with these sections. There's other things that can fit into the authority wheel, but this is to serve your base. Other things that can be fit into this authority wheel could be live events. It could be webinars. It can be any number of things, as long as you have it kind of sectioned off and you can identify that spoke, you can build this authority wheel out bigger, even double what this is. But think about it as a wheel, and that when you do a piece of content, think about how it can be strengthened by another spoke of the authority wheel, or how it can lend itself to another spoke in your authority wheel as well. Really what you want to make sure that you do through this is to not let something occur and then just let it sit. Don't just do one interview and think that that's the end and that's the benefit. The benefit ends with you doing this interview. We have so many clients that will go and do a TV show, and they think the extent of the benefit of that is, well, it was on, the TV show was on last week. Boy, it was great. I hope a lot of people watched it, because that's the benefit that you're going to get. You can take this and add that into the authority wheel and really strengthen and amplify it way more than most people ever could imagine something that you can do with that content or that event. Now, before I want to break here for a Q&A section around the authority wheel to make sure that folks have the concept down, or if you have any questions around this, and it really is something that you can do and kind of draw out your own authority wheel, or if you have any ideas of things that you're thinking about that could be in your authority wheel, go ahead and ask those questions now. You may see my screen break out here just for a second while I find the question piece. Okay, perfect. All right, any questions here around the authority wheel, or what you see as being spokes in your authority wheel at all? Let's see. Michael says, it almost seems like PR should be in the middle as they link to everything. Well, they could be, but really, if you think about the PR, it can be a spoke. To me, the real spoke that, and you'll see how we use this when Brian talks about repurposing. We consider it a hub. One of the big things that we consider hub is the interview. The interview is something that can turn in to so many of those spokes for sure. Yeah, Fatima, live events. Absolutely. Live events can be spokes in this authority wheel. PR and news releases are definitely one of those things that probably have the most common that you can apply to just about any of those spokes in the authority wheel. But it's really something that is going to go towards a strengthening in it. So one of the things that you'll see is we've had people that have done interviews, that done news releases, and because they've done the news releases, all of a sudden they've been seen and get picked up to do a TV spot, or to be interviewed by someone else. So it may not be that people even saw your original event. It may be that they saw the news release about your event, or seeing you being spoken of or recognized as that authority that leads that to you. Fatima, awards, absolutely. Free videos and reports. Fatima definitely gets it. I've used things like releasing a simple tool, even something that you would put out as a lead generator for a landing page, can be an event, can be a spoke in that authority wheel for sure. Let's see. Yeah, Wes is saying, do you do news releases from your own podcast episode? You absolutely can. And you'll also see kind of with some of the benefits too, especially you, Wes, you're going to see very, very powerful things that you can do with new releases around podcast episodes. Fatima, pro bono work. Absolutely. If you do things, if you participate in charitable events, if you do anything like that, there's always a way to use that as an event, to use that as a spoke in your authority wheel that can lead to other things. And you'll see this as we go on. Start thinking about this as things happen, as opportunities come up, as you're asked to do things, as you are put out content. Think about this and put it in your schedule or put it in, you know, your matrix or how you measure things. You know, how does this fit into the authority wheel? Can this be a spoke in authority wheel, or can it strengthen or enhance one of the spokes that are in my authority wheel? So very, very powerful stuff. All right. So what I'm going to do now, I want to go on and start talking about going into putting together your pitch for interviews. Before I do that, real quick, I want to ask, how many of you have done interviews? Any interviews for radio, podcast, TV shows? All right, perfect. So, all right, Fatima says yes. Wesley, yes. So, what did you do with those the podcast or the episode? What did you do with after that occurred? Did it, you let it set and make that the end? That, you know, boy, that was great. Or did you look at the bigger and higher purpose of what you can do to that? All right. So yeah, Fatima says, have it linked on the page, sent to my list. Those are absolutely ways to do that. Place recording onto the website. That's one of the more obvious things that you can do, what a lot of people do. But there's so much more you can do when you think about that as the being put into the authority wheel. Let's see. Wesley says to do a type of humble brag. Yep, for sure. Well, you're going to start seeing some things that can be done with these that you can get so much more out of them than most people do. So let's go ahead and move forward in this and talk about doing pitches to be able to get more interviews here. Let's see.